that's where I fell in love with tech, right? And that, you know, started programming and building PCs in college. Actually kind of ran a little need of this. That's kind of how I paid my way through college, was building PCs and writing apps for people that I wanted to have some problems to solve way back when. After I graduated, my degree was a business degree, though I was all doing tech all the time. So I went to New York and became an IT consultant and a tech trainer at Fortune 500 company's IT departments. From there, I moved after about 10 years in New York, I said, you know, time to start a family. I really don't want to do this in New York. Ended up in Austin. And when I moved to Austin, I ended up working with Dell. And after a few years there, but the fun part there was where I was part of a product strategy team, launched things like DataSafe Online, Dell Support, some other software-based services. And that's really where I got hooked on helping non-tech people. Up to that point, I was always more or less talking with tech people that wanted to do tech. They wanted me to help them with their tech. But what my Dell experience really got me hooked on, but what about non-tech audiences, right? How do we help these people, right? That's somebody that's not really, you know, their day-to-day life is not focused on technology. Their day-to-day life is focused on their business or whatever else. And that was really a great experience. And that's how I ended up at Solve IQ, where I am today.
That's incredible. Wow. You work really hard. It's impressive.
I've just had fun the whole way. I kind of realized early on that as long as I do tech-related things, I will enjoy myself. And as long as I'm enjoying myself, it's not work. And so I always figured I'll do well as long as those elements are there.
And how would you describe Solve IQ?
How do I describe Solve IQ? So we, in a nutshell, we're a company that represents a comprehensive service. We provide a comprehensive service focused on keeping people productive with their PCs. So we do that essentially with a single focus, right? We want to improve the performance of your PC every time, in real time. Whenever you launch an app or you start browsing the internet, whatever you're doing, we're going to optimize your experience for that activity you're doing. No one else has done this so far, we believe. And we came up with this concept, and I actually patented the whole concept. We internally call that technology just in time. And when you deliver service or you deliver value, it right in context to what the person is doing, that's when you're going to have the greatest effect. And we believe we're accomplishing that.
And how is it helping the WFM workforce?
Sure. So when COVID started, we noticed that our audience, which had been pretty much mostly consumer-focused, became more and more customers that were actually working from home. So from that perspective, right, our business hasn't really changed too much, because at the end of the day, right, the challenges of, like, the person who's not working and the person who is working from home, right, with their technology, the challenges are the same, right? What are the challenges that we kind of experience, like regularly? I think most of us have had, at least for me, as tech-oriented as I am, it's pretty regular. I'll find myself unable to print at some point or another. I've got some thing to do, right, to get it to print again. Or I've got, you know, some kind of a slow, like I mentioned, a slow internet, slow PC type stuff, or getting the audio video to work when you're starting a Zoom call. There's common things. We all experience them all the time. What we do is we get all those things, essentially, we take them out of the way so that you're not experiencing them. Or if you are, you've just got a button to click to get it out of the way, rather than having to search and find solutions to the problems that, honestly, none of us really want to deal with. So we provide that element. We provide some security components that we've noted that we identified were missing from most solutions out there. So for example, we actually blocked domains that have malware. We block you from navigating to those domains, I should say. As just one example, we also remember we're focused on keeping your PC running as fast as possible. So we'll use that same just-in-time tech to block apps that we know basically are taking up CPU and memory resources that are not really relevant to what you're trying to accomplish at a given time, right? So that could be deceptive apps that you probably, you know, installed by accident, or other things that we identify are slowing you down or distracting you with pop-ups, right? That kind of a thing. The other part, by the way, of the service is, look, if we back it up with human-assisted service customer service people. So if you do have an issue, you don't have to hunt around trying to find the solution to it. You just chat with us from within the app or pick up the phone if that's what you want to do, and we'll take – if there's no menus, you go straight to a customer service rep, and they help you with whatever question you have at that time. We believe that to be kind of a unique thing in today's tech world, where it seems like every major tech vendor is trying to avoid talking to you, and they're putting bots in front of you or complex menus on the phone. People love that aspect of our service as well. I don't know if – so I feel like I've kind of gone meandering around, but essentially the summary here is work from home is whether you're working from home or you're not working from home, if you're using a PC – We're here to help.
And that's exactly what we need these days, because it gets harder when you really don't have anyone to talk to. So I appreciate you doing a business like this.
Yeah, it's fun to do, actually. It's really neat to kind of look at the kinds of calls, kinds of things that customers are trying to get done, and try to solve those problems for them at sort of at scale, right? For everyone, not just for just the one person.
And what's next for the company?
I'm sorry? Oh, what's next? Oh, my gosh.
Sorry. What's next for the company?
Sure. What's next for the company? So we've got I mentioned that we notice a lot more work from home people, a lot more people coming from more of a business context. So we are creating and developing what we're calling Solve IQ for Business, which is going to provide an experience that's more tailored to that audience. So we're hoping to launch that in the fall this year. But in the meantime, right, what we have today, like anybody that's on our service sees that we're constantly improving it. We're always adding new kinds of protections, new devices that we're supporting, or new apps that we're trying to, you know, make better or optimize. So that what's next is to continue to iterate and improve. I don't think that a week goes by without us doing some kind of update to our audience, of customers. That's part of the reason we've been growing, and our customers stay with us for as long as they do. Is they see the benefit, and they appreciate it.
Good. And another thing that we focus on this site is television. Tell me a little bit about your favorite shows for 2021 so far.
All right. So I will tell you that I've been binge-watching. I'm a little behind on some shows, but I'm binge-watching American Gods. So I'm almost done with that. I'm currently hooked on Resident Alien, a phenomenal show. I'm kind of a sci-fi type person, so that you kind of see that, you know, all the fantasy sci-fi, that's what I tend to focus on. I read an article that Foundation is coming out on Apple TV. I'm a huge Isaac Asimov fan, so I cannot wait for Foundation. I've read those books multiple times. And my other thing I'm truly looking forward to is, let's see, season 4 of Stranger Things, season 2 of The Witcher.
Very good.
I could go on, but I decided to keep the list short. I don't want to admit how much TV I watch.
Gotcha. And where can we follow you on social media?
LinkedIn is really the place to keep tabs on me. Anything that I do is available through my LinkedIn profile. SolveIQ, of course, also has a LinkedIn profile as well. Of course, you can go to the website and see what we've got there, too.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for taking the time today. I really appreciate you.
Thank you so much. I really enjoyed speaking with you.
Likewise. You be careful, okay?
All right. You too. Bye-bye.